Governor Larry Hogan's moratorium on evictions is set to expire on July 25th. And health experts say that when evictions start back up, Maryland will be facing a public health crisis. WYPR's health reporter Sarah Y. Kim has more.
Shortly after the COVID-19 pandemic hit Maryland, Baltimore resident Chantel Outlaw lost her job, leaving her behind on rent for months. Unemployment benefits she applied for in April did not come until mid-June.
My landlord was calling and texting me every other day, asking me when I'm going to have the money available.
Governor Hogan issued his moratorium on evictions in March for those affected by COVID-19. But landlords have been demanding rent from their tenants, illegally evicting them, or threatening to do so when they cannot pay. Outlaw says that she applied for several jobs.
It was really, really nerve-wracking, just trying to figure out if I'm going to be able to keep a roof over my head, when I'm going to pay food on the table for my children.
Zephyr Shaw, an attorney at the Public Justice Center, said that renters do not have the economic or legal power to defend themselves against landlords.
The fear is at an all-time high, and it can be paralyzing.
On June 26th, Hogan announced that he was using $30 million of Federal CARES Act funds to prevent evictions, but Shaw and other tenant advocates want Hogan to delay the moratorium or direct more of its available Federal CARES money to rent relief. They also want state and local governments to approach evictions as a public health crisis.
Right now, we have no public policy to prioritize housing as a health mechanism.
Meredith Greif, an assistant professor of sociology at Johns Hopkins, said that evictions have serious mental health consequences.
The eviction process is traumatic from start to finish.
The stress can contribute to long-term physical illnesses.
So people who experience anxiety, depression, are more likely to have heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes.
Kate Lifeheit is a postdoc epidemiologist at UCLA with a PhD from Johns Hopkins, where she found that mothers who are evicted while pregnant are almost twice as likely to deliver a baby that was either low birth weight or preterm due to the stress of eviction.
Kids that are born low birth weight are more likely to have problems with physical, emotional, and cognitive development down the line.
She says children who experience eviction are also more likely to develop long-term health problems.
Anything that affects an adult can affect a kid more profoundly and then be compounded across the life course.
Lifeheit adds those evicted in early childhood often have health disadvantages at birth. Eviction rates tend to be higher among families with children. They also disproportionately affect Black women-led households.
Health disparities get perpetuated and exacerbated, in fact.
Unsafe housing is also a contributor to these health disparities. Baltimore residents like Myrtle Richardson are living in old buildings in need of repair.
They're not fixing anything. All I have to say is they're slumlord, like they just don't care.
The building has no secure front door or functional elevators that elderly residents need to enter and leave their homes. Her own apartment has broken windows and no AC.
Okay, I am burning up in here.
Landlords have been reluctant to do housing repairs for tenants who are behind on rent. Outlaw's basement has flooded and her toilet needs fixing, but her landlord is refusing to help her.
My landlord's response was, well, I haven't received any rent.
She initially considered getting the city's housing department to do an inspection, but she heard from another tenant who received an eviction after taking that approach.
I didn't want me and my children to be left homeless.
Outlaw thinks the state should cancel rent, noting that the COVID-19 pandemic is far from over.
For sure, there's another wave coming.
Shaw said lawmakers overlook the health repercussions of evictions. Maryland's eviction law does not provide a judge the power to deny eviction based on a tenant's economic or health-related difficulties.
This is a violent system that we have in which human beings are really put through the grinder.
I'm Sarah Y. Kim, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
Healthcare coverage from WYPR is made possible by support from GBMC Healthcare.